Now, we don't know what, if anything, Iran has agreed to, only that sources tell us it is considering a one-page memo for declaring an end to the war and triggering a 30-day negotiation period for resolving sticking points, including reopening the Strait of Hormuz, unfreezing Iranian assets, and the nuclear question, which is a lot. The president, though, with Fox and separately with PBS, suggested that two of those three items, the Strait and nuclear matter, would be part of this initial agreement. An Iranian national security spokesman calls the memo, quote, more a list of American wishes than a reality. As to the president's threat to resume bombing if no agreement is reached, he gave no deadline for that and said this when asked about it.
Never a deadline. It'll happen. It'll happen, but never a deadline. Thank you.
Never a deadline, he said. Hearing the president, who's imposed and extended several deadlines over the course of this war, now say never a deadline is something of a departure. So is how quickly he seems to have moved past his decision just last night to abandon Project Freedom, the operation which was supposed to protect shipping through the Strait. That was scuttled after barely 2 days, it seems. The blockade, however, remains in effect. According to Central Command, a carrier-based F-18 fighter today strafed and crippled an Iranian-flagged oil tanker after, quote, failed to comply with repeated warnings that it was violating it.